Hello, Savannah. I am. Oh, wait, I have to start over.
Okay, no worries.
Welcome back to another episode of One of Us is Talking. I am here today with another friend of mine from college, Savannah Trimble. And hello, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm so excited because you model. That is one thing I have not covered yet. So it's very exciting. You're the first model to be on One of Us is Talking.
Yay.
And I'm just really interested. How did you get your start in modeling?
So, hold on, let me put my dog away. Here you go. Okay. So I started modeling. It's kind of a blurred line because when I was little, I used to do like little photo shoots with my mom for like Christmas cards, and like whenever I was wearing like a cute little outfit, I would take a lot of pictures with her, and I just always felt comfortable in front of the camera. And going to college and learning how to be behind the camera was also very fun and still a passion of mine. But I would say I like started my current passion for modeling in April-ish of last year. I modeled my first like big photo shoot was for my friend Morgan, who goes to FIT. It was for her thesis, which was this gorgeous like black jacket that turned into a green dress. It was amazing. And I can like send you pictures of that if you'd like.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and then I went to Europe on vacation, and then shortly after I came back to New York and I did a photo shoot for a magazine for it's called Go Biz. And I actually have the physical copy here, but that was for a brand called Veron New York, and the designer Veronica is just a sweet lady. I love her, and I've worked with her a few times. I've walked in New York Fashion Week with her designs, which is really cool. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And I know you talked a little bit about at college you worked behind the camera. So what was your major in college?
Oh, I majored in TV and film production with a concentration. No, wait. So such a long title, I like don't even remember. So it's media production with a concentration in TV and film, and then I minored in theater as well. So I'm kind of all over the place with artistic, creative
But I
things.
feel like that mix, like that kind of helps with modeling. I have my Starbucks right here too. I kind of feel like that does help with modeling, like the theater, and then being able to like know how behind the camera works. And
Yeah,
like
I think acting and modeling goes kind of hand in hand, because whenever you're given like a new garment, you're kind of creating a new character, and however the designer would want you to portray this character that you're dressed as, kind of, yeah.
that's such an interesting take on it. I love that. Like, that's so true. You're a new character every time you're in a new outfit. And I mean, modeling's not easy. Sometimes I think it looks so effortless, but it definitely isn't. What has been the biggest challenge that you've faced in the modeling industry so far?
So I would say the biggest challenge that I'm facing right now is actually getting signed to an agency, because right now I'm kind of sort of freelance, I guess, but I'm not like getting paid the way that like people might see on Instagram that they think I'm getting paid like a lot of money for doing this stuff. But I like haven't even basically started yet, because to get paid jobs, you basically need to be signed to an agency. And like whenever I meet new models, that's the first question they ask me, "Oh, who are you signed with?" And I'm like, "Nobody."
Okay.
I've been to like countless castings for agencies, and like I went to a management company like open call one time, and I think a challenge that a lot of models face is being offered these classes that are like upwards of $3,000. And then you think that that's like the only way that you can become a successful model. But just know that like your passion and your hard work and your practice is enough, and you shouldn't have to pay that thousands of dollars just to become a model to possibly get signed. Like I think just like putting the work in and practicing your walk and practicing acting or whatever you want to do, you know, it's gonna pay off eventually.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, $3,000 is crazy.
Yeah. That's, and she was like, no, I'll break it down for you. It's just $500 a month. I was like,
that's even worse. Well, okay. So yeah, that does seem like a big challenge. And I mean, they're all in it for the money, and they all, unfortunately, they want to take advantage of these models. So, I mean, good for you for like standing your ground, and really you're doing it like the natural way. And that's so inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's, and also another challenge that I just want to mention is comparing yourself to other models and other creative people on social media, because on Instagram, it's like, you're only showing the best version of yourself, and it's hard to like scroll and see like, oh, this person's working with this brand or whatever, but you don't even know if they were like paid to do it or anything, you know? So it's just, don't compare yourself, and just do what's best for you and put your best work out there, and maybe other people will see that.
Yeah, that's such great advice. And I mean, even though you're still getting over that one challenge, you seem to have had so many accomplishments so far in the industry. So what do you think your biggest accomplishment has been?
So I just the other day, I found out that I was on the cover of this magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll send it to you. I'm hoping to get a physical copy of it, but as of right now, it's just on Instagram. It's called UA. No. Yes. UA. Why isn't it showing up? UA Models Magazine.
UA Models. Okay. I'm definitely going to, I'll share that on the page.
You can't see it.
I see you. You're right there. That's so stunning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So exciting. I mean, these accomplishments must make sometimes like the challenges that you're still facing seem a little bit smaller, because
it's very rewarding. Like that was a surprise to me. I didn't even know that we were submitting that to a magazine, but So I guess it was chosen for the cover, which is really cool. And I was with two other models, Dido and Grace, and they're really great. They were so fun to shoot with, and the photographer was amazing.
So cool. And were you guys on like a subway train?
Yeah, so we were in Grand Central, and there's a new like level in Grand Central where it's like underground, and nobody was down there, and we could just kind of like shoot on the train. It was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, because I was wondering how, because I saw it on Instagram. I was like, how did that get done? That's so cool, actually, because it looks perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean, besides the magazine cover, another exciting thing you mentioned was New York Fashion Week. Yeah. So I need to hear all about that and what it was like walking in that kind of show.
Yeah, so there's like New York Fashion Week, the shows, and that's like the big brands and the list that you'll see on like Vogue and stuff. But during New York Fashion Week, there's a lot of like smaller shows happening and great venues and great designers that are just like emerging. And just this past, I was just reading my journal entry about it. I don't know how, but it just like opened up to this page. But this is my New York Fashion Week recap. Wow. But I walked in like four shows this last season. Two of them were for the same like event. There was like a 3 p.m. show and a 6 p.m. show. And they all went really smoothly. It's what specifically would you like to know? Because I have a lot to say.
Just about anything, like anything you have, like maybe, I don't know, like what it was like being in front of an audience like that.
Oh my gosh. So minoring in theater and being in improv in college, I'm very comfortable in front of crowds and like being on stage and such. But I would say the most interesting and most fun part of New York Fashion Week is actually the castings. So you can go to, I went to like so many castings, I've lost count, but I find most of them through Instagram and through like designers that I follow. If they say like they'll post whenever they're looking for models. And yeah, I'm in a group chat that I made for creative people, and like I've been in a couple modeling group chats, and people always share posts, and you get to know different designers and different shows that are going on. And I would say that it was just overall an amazing experience, and I'm definitely going to participate in September again. One show that I know that I'm casting for is Runway 7, which is held at Sony Hall, which is a pretty big show. There's like a big stage and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to hearing like your updates about this. That's so exciting.
Yeah,
thanks. And one thing that you did bring up that I'm actually interested in, how you have group chats for people who want to go into the same professions. How do you meet like-minded people?
So I've met mostly everyone on Instagram or even TikTok, because, you know, your feed is so curated, like they'll suggest people that have similar interests in you. And every time I go to a casting or a show, I bring my comp card, which is like a big business card. It's about yay big, and I could show you that as well. But also I have this thing called a dot card, and I've seen other people with, like, I think it's called Popple, and like, this is my dot card. It's a business card, basically. You tap it to someone's phone, and then you get a link. You get a link, and then it brings you to like my Instagram, my website, and my TikTok, everything. And so I highly recommend getting one of these, like a digital business card, just so you can like be like, oh, follow me on Instagram. Boop, boop. I love doing that.
Oh, cool. Oh my gosh. I never even knew that was a thing. You just like hold it up to the phone and it's all there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. And I mean, meeting all these people must be awesome, like just networking and connecting. And especially you're on the newer side of modeling, which is really exciting because you're just getting into it. And you talked about how classes are so expensive. So how do you learn about it? Like, how did you learn the walks and everything that went into it?
Yeah, so Instagram is like my biggest key like tool, because I follow like a lot of runway pages and like throwback and like 90s runway, and just I like pretty much study all their walks, and I follow designers that I like, and I just, you know, I learn from them and I learn from the professionals in my own way, I guess, on Instagram and YouTube even. But yeah, I would say like my favorite like inspirations are like Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner. I'm sure I knew I would forget like a bunch of people, but yeah. And honestly, my fashion designer best friend Lauren is a big inspiration for me, because I model for her quite often, which is really fun and amazing.
Oh, that's so cool that you have a friend that designs the clothes and then you model them. Does that create like a different experience, like when it's on a shoot, like if you're modeling for someone you know?
Yeah, for sure. So it's if you're comfortable with the whole crew or like even just the designer, like it's going to be a good shoot. And even if it's a new person that you don't really know, like as long as you put your best foot forward, it's always like a good time, and you're making art, so it's nothing bad could happen.
That's so cool, actually. I mean, I feel like there's so much that happens behind the scenes, especially like in all these pictures, you don't realize how long it takes to get like just one singular shot. So being comfortable must be a really nice bonus, especially when you know the person, or even if you don't. And like you said, you're creating art. So what's the worst that could happen? Exactly. That's such a good outlook. And what is one goal that you have set for yourself?
To be signed to an agency. I've applied to like upwards of like 30, 40 agencies, and nothing has happened yet, but you know, I've gone to like open calls to big agencies as well. And, you know, if you don't hear back, it's just kind of like, okay, I'll get them next time. You know what I mean? And in that's the same in any field, really. You'll apply to like dozens of jobs and you just don't hear back sometimes, and that's okay. You just got to keep pushing and trying to find the right fit. And like, I just try to keep telling myself, like, someone out there's looking for you and your look and your measurements and everything. Like, someone out there is looking specifically for you, you know.
It's so true. And you're going to find that right fit. And that's what takes the while, like making sure that the person who you're also auditioning for is the right fit for you. Yeah. So it's going to happen one day. And I know, like, I've seen your pictures, you're on the right track. I mean, I know I'm not like a professional, but I am so excited for you. So that's so amazing. And have you, I know you brought up a few of the models that inspired you, and maybe since it's like Kendall Jenner, they're a little bit bigger, but have you had the chance to meet any of the inspirations or any other well-known models?
Yeah. So I actually was, I was at a casting for Brooklyn Fashion Week, and the guy that was running it is David Hand, and he was on, why is the name escaping me? Next in Fashion season 2. He was one of the models for Nigel, which is really cool. And I think we follow each other on Instagram now, which is awesome. But
that's so cool. Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Thank you. That's and so I feel fun. Like everyone that I meet is like a celebrity in my eyes because they're doing amazing things.
That's another great way to look at everything, like especially if it's someone who inspires you, looking up at them like kind of like a celebrity. Yeah. Because of what they create. That's a great way to look at things.
Yeah, like I'm just so proud of all my Instagram mutuals that are like doing creative things. I just think like following a creative field in this day and age is just like, it's a challenge within itself, but also like so empowering, you know?
Yes, that's a great way to put it. And I mean, it's true. Like being a creative is already hard because you already have to come from and be original and like stand out, but it's nice to be able to also surround yourself with like-minded people, and that's so important in your growth. So and I mean, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you hope to see yourself in modeling or even a different profession?
So I don't know. Truly, I don't know what the future holds because, like you said, I changed career paths and I don't really know where I'm going to end up. But I think I'm either going to end up signed to an agency and I'll see myself like in stores on billboards or wherever. I don't know. But or I would just like, I might go back to film creating and theater, or who knows, like I just don't know where I'm gonna end up in 5 years. But my short-term goal is to be signed to an agency for modeling and creating art that way.
Well, best of luck with that. We all have our fingers crossed for you. And I mean, even theater and being behind the camera, at least it's all kind of interconnected, like exactly. We were talking about before, so that's exciting and it's all there for you. And I mean, you seem to have so much fun on these shoots. Like you get to wear all these beautiful outfits and all different kinds of clothes. Do you have an all-time favorite shoot?
I would say my favorite shoot was this Wednesday Addams inspired shoot. I ended up kind of looking more like Morticia, but I kind of live for that. it was with my friend Megan. They're an amazing photographer, and I just worked with them yesterday. And we did more of a beauty shoot, more of a makeup and face centered shoot. Ooh. But the Wednesday shoot was really cool. We had fashion stylists and makeup designers, and it was just like this aura of like safe creative space that we've created. And it was just, it was a great experience overall. And I loved how the photos turned out. And they're on my Instagram. I can send it to you as well.
Yes. You're going to have to send me all these. I'm going to have to repost them all because you're talking about all them. I'm like, oh my God. But that's so cool. And especially like with the Wednesday show to kind of have like a similar inspired thing. That's so much fun. Yeah. And you have so much advice. Like you've talked so much about the modeling industry. I've learned so much, but do you have any advice for those who are wanting to go into modeling and they're still kind of unsure of like how to go about that?
Sure. I would say have a specific Instagram just for your modeling stuff. And that's kind of for, I want to say any field, but to have a professional Instagram separate from your personal Instagram is a big tip. And I would say just start with your friends. If you know one photographer, reach out to them and be like, hey, would you like to do a TFP shoot, which is trade for print, which means basically you're just collaborating and there's no money involved. And that's how you would build your portfolio. And if your Instagram is your portfolio, you should just post as much as possible. And who cares if you're being annoying or posting three times a day? Like it's benefiting you. So
yeah, that I don't mean to cut you off, but no, like that's such great advice because people are like scared to double post or they don't want to be annoying, but it's true. It's benefiting you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all beneficial. So that's great advice.
And if you have something to share, if you're like, I can't wait to post this, just post it. Just
exactly. It doesn't matter what people think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's actually, because I think fear stops a lot of people from being their best version of themselves.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, like, I post a lot on TikTok. I just kind of, like, post whatever's trending or whatever's on my mind, a filter or whatever. And some of my friends are like, oh, what's stopping you to just post on Instagram? Who cares? It's just, you know.
Exactly. And it only takes, I always like to use the Justin Bieber example, one person to find you. Like just like posted a video of himself singing on YouTube, someone discovered him. It just takes one photo, one video, whatever it is to be out there. And yeah. So, I mean, that is great advice. And I don't know if you had anything else to say, cause I kind of cut you off. So I'm sorry.
You're good. What do you think? I would say, I don't know. Some people think that you need to find your niche and like stick to one niche, but I think that that's a little bit restrictive. And I think that you should maybe go for like high-end designers and then maybe like a little indie designer that maybe is doing upcycled fashion, or like to be able to spread around like all different types of outfits and designs and media and stuff like that is just it's amazing, and you'll open more doors for yourself that way.
Yeah, I think that's great, and it shows kind of your diversity that you're able to do a lot of different pieces. So I think that's really cool. Now, here at One of Us is Talking, I love to do hot seat questions, so they're like just quick rapid fire. Are you down for that?
Yes, definitely.
Perfect. I'm so excited. So what's your favorite music to listen to during a shoot?
During a shoot, I like to go for Lizzo, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion, those kind of female singers. That
I love them all. That is like a top tier like playlist. What is your all-time favorite television show?
Right now I'm watching Never Have I Ever, which is on Netflix, which is about this young girl, and it's really good right now. I don't want to give it away.
I've heard good things about that show. I've not watched it yet, but I think this is like my sign to start.
Yeah, you totally should. It's really good. I like it.
I'm looking forward to it. Who's your favorite supermodel?
Bella Hadid is definitely one of my favorites. I would say that I have a lot of like fashion inspirations, like Emma Chamberlain and Dua Lipa. Like whatever they wear, I'm like stunning. I love like they're my biggest inspirations, I think. And Bella Hadid's definitely one of my favorite models to like watch and to keep, what's the word?
To keep up with. Oh, keep tabs. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about New York or Los Angeles?
Oh, you know what's funny? So before I moved to the city, I considered moving to LA and I was like on websites trying to find a roommate and stuff. And I just thought, no, I'm like going to be too far away from my parents. And I'm really close with my parents and I would like to stay in New York. And I've was born and raised in New York and I've just always had a love for the state and the city in general. I came to the city like all the time when I was little and saw Broadway shows and did fun things in the city. So now I just get to do that all the time, which is amazing.
That's so cool. You're like living the dream. Like the New York dream.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you have a favorite song at the moment?
Do I? Let me check. Let me cheat for a second. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. So I'm more of a podcast person. But let's see. Is this cheating? Am I cheating?
No, this is not cheating.
Oh, I couldn't. Ella Jane, for sure. All of her songs, amazing, incredible. My friend Ash Tuesday opened up for her and I saw her in Wisconsin. And I would say Crash Cart is a really good song by Ella Jane.
Okay. So
I would check that out. Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan is incredible song. I never get sick of it. I love that song.
Okay, I'm going to check those two out because I don't think I've heard them. So now I'm interested. And I know that wasn't cheating at all because I had to open up my Spotify to even start thinking about what would be my favorite song. So
yeah.
There's just so many. Yeah. And do you have a favorite designer?
I see, this is a kind of question where I'm like, I'm going to forget somebody. I'm going to, well, obviously my best friend, Lauren, that goes to FIT, and my friend Morgan that goes to FIT, that went to FIT. She graduated since, but, they're very inspirational to me. But if I were to go for like a big name, I would go for Victor and Rolf. They have amazing shows, amazing. I don't know if you've ever seen the dress that looks like a bed and the hair is up on the pillow.
Yes,
that's Victor and Rolf.
Wow.
Yeah, and they just recently, their last show was like these big ball gowns, but they were like cutouts and it kind of looked like there were like holes in it, but it's just, I can't explain it, but I'll send you pictures.
Yes, that's so cool. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love that.
Savannah, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
But no,
thank you so much for this interview. You had like phenomenal advice and information all into the modeling world. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. Thanks for listening.